Unit 7. No problem too big. 7F. Exercises 1 and 2, page 63. Good morning, everyone. I'm so glad you could all be here for this meeting at such short notice. Firstly, I'd like to thank you all for the amazing effort you put in to raising funds for the completion of our new homeless shelter. Also, the community is extremely grateful for this. It was a job well done and something you should all be proud of. So I hope you're all ready for our next mission, which is why I've gathered you here today. Obviously, you must be aware of rising unemployment levels in our country recently. This is particularly clear in our town, where young people are really struggling to find work more than any other age group. People in our community need all the help that they can get, and I think that each one of us can help with this problem. That's why I've decided to start a project to help school leavers and university graduates with their job hunting by getting older adults to offer advice and support. So what will it involve exactly? Well, obviously we can't all give people jobs at our own workplaces, but there are plenty of other things we can do. In fact, I've decided to separate you into four groups, each with its own set of tasks to do. The first group will be checking CVs and helping young people with their personal statements. This is an essential first step in the job hunting process, and many people often overlook their CV and covering letters. The second group will be helping young people to practice their interview skills and learn interview techniques. I don't know about you, but for me, interviews were always very tough and used to make me extremely nervous. The third group will be offering advice for specific industries and sharing their personal experiences in certain careers, as every job is different. Obviously, jobs in the real world are often not the same as what we imagine they'll be like. So I'm sure that job seekers will find it useful to hear what they can actually expect. Finally, our fourth group will be made up of people who have agreed to offer work placements in their businesses. Naturally, this is the smallest group, as it's made up of local small business owners. These placements are unpaid and last for a few weeks, just to give youngsters a chance to develop some practical skills. Group 4, I have already spoken to and made a list of, but for the other three groups, I'll need volunteers, and we still have to allocate people based on their skills. I hope that you'll all be able to contribute in some way and help make a difference to people's lives. If you have any further questions, please come and see me after the meeting, or contact me on my personal number or email. I'll be happy to assist you.